Welcome to Mac Comedy, the show about Bobby J, a little guy that bought a Macintosh computer and might just never be going back to the Windows OS again. Without any further ado, here's Bobby J. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mac Convert. This is Bobby J, and this is Mac Convert show number 5. It's been a few days since I've been with you guys, but I wanted to put together another show here just to show you that I haven't fallen off the face of the planet, although I bet that there are some of you out there that probably think that would be a good thing if I fell off the face of the planet. But I'm back, and I'm talking Mac. I'm back, and I'm talking Mac. Hey, I like the sound of that kind of a little bit. I might start using that. I'm back, and I'm talking Mac. Well, anyway, we've got a fun show for you today. Kind of an interesting show, hodgepodge of things I've been doing over the last few weeks. Welcome to all of you who continue to listen and support the show. This is Mac Convert. It's a show that I like doing, so hopefully you guys like listening to it. So anyway, we talk Mac. Mac Convert, if you're unaware, is a show basically where I used to be a power user of Windows, and I've switched primarily to Macintosh because I kind of like the intuitive nature of the operating system and just some of the programs and things. They lend themselves to me being more creative. Now, maybe this is just a phase, I don't know. So this is kind of my quest to see whether or not I'll be, a long-time Mac convert, or just a temporary convert, or maybe a hodgepodge, whatever you call it, mix of Windows/Mac user. I do have the Intel-based machine, and I do dual boot those, which brings up kind of a thing that I found. I am dual booting, like I said. I'm booting to using Apple's Boot Camp, and I'm booting into the Windows XP Service Pack 2. And I wanted to know, this is a call out for any of you guys out there that have kind of had the same problems as me. I wanted to know, is there a program that will allow you to resize your Windows partition without killing your whole boot camp or killing the whole partition and redoing it? I have to say, I originally partitioned too much room for Windows because I found that most of my apps and things I've been able to find replacements in Mac, so I needed some more disk space, for some things that I like to do. So I needed to resize my Windows partition. What I ended up doing was deleting it, running the Apple repair, because you have to do that to repair your installation of Mac OS. But then after you repair the installation of Mac OS, what I had to do with that point was repartition and reinstall Windows Service Pack 2 with through Boot Camp, and I was able to get that all figured out, and I resized Windows partition smaller. But if there's an application or a process that you guys know of, it's not too in depth. I vaguely read something about the possibility of resizing through the Unix, or through the shell or whatever, but I don't know if I'm that quite adventurous yet. So if you know about that, please send it my way. I found a great application, though, for those of you, I'm kind of used to the add-remove programs through Windows XP and the different iterations of Windows before that, there isn't a real easy way to understand how to uninstall Macintosh applications. So I found an application, it's very cheap, just a few bucks, it's called AppZapper, and what it allows you to do is drag your application over top of this application when it's running, and it zaps your program. It kind of uninstalls your program. So I may have you listen to AppZap a little bit later in the show. Another thing, another trial that I kind of had going from Windows to Mac is getting all my contacts over. I alluded to that in an earlier episode of the show. Well, I found the solution. It's not too difficult. I was able to download a trial software of Now Contacts, and that's a program. It's called Now Contacts. It comes with the Now Calendar, too, but I only use the contact portion. And what I did was I imported my contacts. Well, I exported them as V cards from Outlook, I believe, and I imported them into Now Contacts. And Now Contacts creates a file that you can import into Entourage. So it's kind of, I used it as an intermediary for those of you who are wondering, how do I get my contacts from Outlook to Entourage and maintain, you know, the mappings and all that? I will post a tutorial if there is a desire for it. Right now, I haven't gotten any emails. You know, nobody's desiring to hear anything from me, I don't think so. That's kind of why I'm maybe doing the show less and less. I don't know. Please email me. I think probably the lack of emails is basically you telling me that my show sucks really bad. So I've done quite a few things, though. Recording, I found a recorder for the Mac OS called Audacity. It's actually for Windows 2, and they have Linux iterations of the program, but it's a freeware program, and I found a version that there isn't an official Mac Intel binary or a universal binary that's available for Audacity, but I found one. You can do some, if you do some searching through Google, you can find it, and as far as I can tell, it works pretty good. Do a search for that one there. Anyway, this will kind of be maybe a little bit of a shorter episode. I don't know if there's a lot, you know, that I can talk about. That I've had more joys than trials. I thought originally that I'd be talking about trials, tribulations, and joys. I actually am talking more about joys and just kind of the fun of it. So that's that. If you have any ideas, creative ideas for the show, please send them to my way. My email is will@macconvert.us. Will Mac convert us? It's, I don't know, it remains to be seen still, but anyway, thanks for listening to the show today, and hope to see you soon. Well, I actually can't see you. All I see is, you know, a little bar going in GarageBand going by as I'm doing the podcast. But hopefully I'll, I don't know, see an email from you soon saying you're listening. So, bye.
Don't forget to subscribe to Mac Convert with iTunes or go to macconvert.us.